From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Israel struggles to calm religious violence. A Palestinian stabbed four Israelis with a screwdriver on Thursday before a soldier shot and killed him. The attack in Tel Aviv was among four new stabbings Thursday that left several people wounded. A series of similar attacks in recent days, carried out mainly by young people with no known links to armed groups, has shocked Israelis and raised fears of a new uprising.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has barred Israeli cabinet ministers and members of parliament from visiting the Mosque of Al-Aqsa compound in Jerusalem's old city, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israel hopes to ease tensions after riots at the holy place sparked a wave of Palestinian stabbing and shooting attacks over the past week. Netanyahu's concession has infuriated some members of his cabinet, including Uri Ariel, who supports an expanded Jewish presence on the Temple Mount. Israeli Arab lawmakers are also furious because they have been included in the ban at the mosque. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Rwanda's Supreme Court has cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third seven-year term when his current term expires in 2017. The court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current two-term limit for presidents is legal as long as the process respects the law. The opposition Green Party had petitioned the court to block the proposed changes after Rwanda's parliament passed a motion in July supporting another term for Kagame. Voters would still have to approve any changes in the referendum. This is VOA News.